from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Big market team, but the other team in the big market invested in their team, invested in a stadium, and because of that, won World Series in every even year for 6 years. They won three or went to the World Series three times, I think won two, while the A's were making the playoffs and then never getting past the first round or the Yankees because they refused to keep players. So, yeah, it's frustrating, and it's hard to watch. And you watch it sometimes in the NBA. It's a little easier to get by in a smaller market in the NBA because there is a salary cap. There's no salary cap in baseball. But you can have a winning team in a smaller market like here, where you have a team that finished second in the West back-to-back years. Where it becomes difficult is if you're not hitting with draft picks in the NBA. In baseball, where it becomes difficult is you can hit with draft picks, but if you're trading away those draft picks the minute they make the majors, you're just going to keep running in quicksand, brother.
Well, it also does just... You know, to your point, yes, there are other structural reasons for why you can compete in a small market in the NBA versus baseball, the salary cap, and then also if you're not a taxpayer, there's revenue sharing. So there's all that. But it all comes down to me to the same point. It's like, do I wish Robert Pera were a little bit more visible and maybe a little bit more like promotional with the team? Sure. Overall, though, if I have to give up that to get his type of ownership, give me that 10 times out of 10, and I don't even think twice.
Yeah, it's hard. And you know, somebody asked me the other day, are you going to try to go to the final game at Oakland Alameda Coliseum or whatever it's called now, Monster.com Coliseum, whatever, Oracle Coliseum. I don't know what they named it now.
Don't forget Overstock.com. Then it was O.com.
O.com Co. And the answer is no. I've been in that circular dungeon from the time I was 4 years old at my first baseball game watching Reggie Jackson play with the Baltimore Orioles. That's what I remember.
It does, by the way. It does not have a corporate name right now. It's just the Oakland Alameda County.
Who would sponsor?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give that money.
And my question, the weird thing is I was thinking about this today. When they're gone and they go to Sacramento, what happens to that stadium? Are they going to tear it down? Are they going to tear down that whole complex? It is one complex where the Warriors played and the A's played. When we would go play the Warriors with the Grizzlies, the bus would come in the entrance. My dad and I used to go in for A's games. You make this long lap, and you go around basically what's the right or the left field line of the Coliseum to go into the bus entrance to the arena. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, the last time we played the Warriors there was the last home game they played there, which I'll be honest, I got a little emotional. I got a little choked up because I spent a lot of time in that arena with my father watching the Warriors, which developed my love for basketball. And also knowing that I don't know how much longer the A's are going to be here. This may be the last time I'm ever here. And so somebody said, are you going to try to go back and go to that last game? And I'm like, no. And he goes, why? And I said, because you have a bunch of people that didn't support the team, and understandably so, before that, that now we're going to go to the last game and want to say, oh, I was there. And you're going to have 200,000 people tell you they were there, and there'll be 25,000 people there. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to support the guy. I want to go to every A's game I can, but it's hard for me to support an owner that doesn't support his fan base or his players.
I'm with you. All right, buddy, we appreciate it.
All right, guys.
That is Eric Hasseltine. I mean, it really does. Like, I think that's so much of sports is it always just starts at the top. And again, other things that I wish Robert Pair would do differently, sure. Does he care what I think? No.
No.
And guess what? I prefer it that way. And in the end, the team doesn't make every right decision, but it's well run.
He allows the team to make decisions
Correct.
For themselves.
Like,
I'd rather have Pera than Ishbia.
I mean, to be clear, this is me being a hypocrite. If I ever had billions of dollars...
It's the number one thing you do.
Yes, I cannot wait to buy a sports team. And yes, I cannot wait to meddle in my sports team.
Which team would you buy?
Whichever one's available.
If you had a choice.
I mean, do I have tech money or do I have, like, lottery
money? You have
money?
A blank check. You get the team that you want.
Well, you got to buy an NFL team. You got to.
Okay. Giants? Save the Giants?
The Giants.
Save the Giants?
It keeps getting handed down and handed down and handed down and handed down. That's why we're in this vicious cycle. We just keep having these billionaires that have never had jobs.
I'm 100% buying the Red Sox.
They could be. Well, Celtics are for sale.
Yeah, I don't want the Celtics. I don't have any ties to the Celtics. Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm definitely buying an NFL team. Because the reality is, even if I end up buying, like, the Bucks, that becomes your favorite team. Like, when you own it, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm just buying an NFL
team. The only two I would consider are the Grizzlies and the Red Sox. Only two.
I don't know if I had a blank check if I could live with the pressure of owning the Grizzlies.
The pressure of it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like, it's like my city. Like,
oh,
when
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, I've already established I'm going to be a meddling owner. I don't know if I can, like, live in my, like, own hometown, like, you ruin the Grizzlies. Like, yeah, I'm going to ruin whatever team I own. Like, yes, but it's going to be fun, and I'm going to love it. And then inevitably, you have that decision of do you want to win versus do you want to, like, it's the Jerry Jones conundrum. It's like, do you want to win? Like, I do believe Jerry Jones wants to win, but I think he wants to win doing it his way.
He wants to be the smart guy in the room.
Correct. And so, do you eventually, like, go hands off? Like, it's kind of what Kraft did. Kraft was very meddling in the beginning and then goes hands off. They have success. Like, do you eventually have that? I probably would. But it's never going to matter because I'm never going to, like, sports franchises are the idea of having the amount of money. Like, someone put it this way. Like, Dave Portnoy at Barstool has over $100 million. And, like, the thought of the Celtics going for sale is like, yeah, I could own, like, 1% of 1%. And I can tell you right now, if I ever came into $100 million, you would not have to hear me ever again.
Oh, no, I would disappear. Yes. You would never see me again.
But, like, it's like that's not even in the same stratosphere of what it takes.
It would be like paying $100 to own part of the Packers. That's the closest you would get if you had $100 million.
Yeah, but, like, you don't get to, in the end, it's like, man, like, I want to make some decisions. Let's start building the roster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not even doing that. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back, we will get into the list. Also, Jason Smith's going to join us during hour number two. We'll get an Olympic update. Connor, the U.S. women are in a game that's close against a country I didn't know played women's basketball.
The main team?
Yeah.
Because the 3-on-3 redeemed themselves. The women team did.
Yeah. We'll tell you about it when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Team USA.
You just made the list!
All right, Connor. I've challenged my guys and gals from the U.S. This idea that we're leading the medal count and we're trailing so much on the golds. I gotta say, my complaining has worked.
It's working.
We're creeping back up, and we're setting ourselves very nicely so that once track and field starts, we can just go ahead and blaze through and win everything.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then hopefully we will get two basketball Olympic golds as well on top of this. But it's been a great day for Team USA. We are now second in gold medal count. We are overall still leading the pack by a pretty good margin, by 9 medals total. We have 36. France is in second place with 27, and then China has 23. China has 11 gold, so technically they're still in first place, but the U.S. today has crept back up, and we have sole possession of second place. We are coming for that top spot. I hope they get ready for it.
Okay, so as mentioning about basketball, so I did not honestly realize I did not look at the women's bracket. If you would have said God's watching, is Belgium in the women's basketball at the Olympics, I would have bet no.
Yeah, I was not expecting Belgium to be a participant in the women's basketball Olympics, but
I mean, I believe a country of about three million. Let's see. They do not have a single person that plays in the WNBA. It is a country of, let's see, why is population so hard to find?
Either way.
11 million.
Okay, either way.
It's bigger than I thought.
Team USA, they are beginning to pull away now. They are up by 11, but there was a moment there where it got within four, and it was like, what's happening here?
Yeah, and like you watch it, it's like hilarious because it looked like Belgium has this one woman in the middle that's like a dominant big, but then it looks like just like a bunch of like 5'5 blondes running around.
No, 100%. The dominant person that you're talking about has 18 points,
yeah,
and the rest of them are just kind of there. Really, thank God, Wilson and Stewart are on Team USA. They are the only people that decided to show up today for them, and they are the reason that they are beginning to pull away. This, though, was like, it was odd because I just did not expect them to be close in any of these games. Like, I truly expected this Team USA women's to roll through like it was the 92 Dream Team, because the gap between Team USA and everybody else in the world for women's basketball is still significant. And it's just, you know, honestly, good effort by Belgium. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, they've now cut it back down to 7.
If they could hit a single three, they would be in this game. But I think they've actually only hit 2 threes in the game.
Their only chance is throw it to the middle, to the big,
and let her go to
work. Big girl. And then this point guard is just running circles around everyone.
They are 2 of 18 from three.
Yeah, their only chance is their point guard gets layups or they feed it to the post. And actually, she's also playing pretty good D. Like she kind of D'd up Griner pretty well. Like,
the problem is for them, they have to make a bucket or they do not get the ball back because Team USA has 38 rebounds.
It is one and done every possession.
They have one shot at it. So it seems like that their miraculous shooting that may have been happening in the first quarter is beginning to fade. Because really, all we're seeing here is that they had 23 points in the first quarter. They surprised them a little bit, probably by going inside as many times as possible. And then as the game has gone on, Team USA has kind of put it down on them a little bit. So we should see the double-digit win that we were expecting from the women's team. But there was just a moment there where it was like, oh my God, is the badness happening that's 3-on-3 translating to all of our basketball teams here? What's going on?
So we're trying to put all this on Jimmer?
Yeah, I'm blaming Jimmer.
Because Belgium is 0-1. They lost to Germany in their first game. Germany's sitting at 2-0. If Team USA wins this, they automatically advance. But to win the bracket, they'd have to beat Germany.
I will also accept the fact that Team USA may have walked into this game a little sleepy, saying, we don't have to try too hard.
Yeah, but that used to not even matter.
It kind of doesn't matter in this. Like, it matters, but it's not really mattering. It's, you know, like, they're going to win this game by double digits. They should win it by double digits.
Do we have a basketball problem?
Do we have we do a 3-on-3. We do a 3-on-3. I don't understand how our 3-on-3 basketball teams, the first phone call you make is to Joe Johnson, right? His nickname is ISO Joe. And then it's to Jamal Crawford. And then you just put anybody else there with them, and they should be able to win those games.
Why would those guys want to play?
For pride of their country and money.
But that's not...
Mostly the money.
But...
Endorsements.
Even Jimmer, like, I don't think anyone's getting exposure. I mean, I guess maybe, like, your socials could go up, but it's not like you're
getting... Well, because they're losing.
But, like, my point is, like, we're not even... It's not like those games make it onto the NBC broadcast. Like, those are on... today, if you have DirecTV, we have USA alternates. I mean, literally, the USA network. Like, you go to 242-1-2. Like, that's where those games have been getting housed. Like, I don't know. Like, well, I've never... What's the payout? Like, how does this... I thought they technically don't get paid for the games.
So, I'm looking it up right now. I got to find the U.S. Okay, here's the U.S., a gold medal gets you $38,000. Silver gets you $23,000. Bronze gets you $15,000.
Is that 4 3-on-3?
No, it's just bonus. It's okay. Olympic medal bonuses
overall.
And does
that come from the Olympic Committee, or does that come from the Olympic Games? Does that come from the U.S. Olympic Committee, Federation, whatever it is?
From National Olympic Committees.
So this is a low-key racket.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't feel like that gets talked about enough.
No, it definitely does. I mean, you and I were talking kind of during the break.
This is literally, it's not quite as bad as college football's been recently, but it's kind of like right there.
One of the reasons we can enjoy the Olympics in the way that we do is because we're all ignorant about how it actually runs and works. We don't know the backstories of all of these things. We like, all these athletes, we just don't know, and we don't care.
Sure.
Because we don't want to look. We don't want to know. I don't want to know. Don't ruin this for me. It's one of the few things that we have in life where we can all come together as a country still and celebrate beating the hell out of these other countries.
Well,
don't tell me what's going on behind the scenes. I don't need to know that. I know behind the scenes stuff of the sports that I care about here. I don't need to know about the Olympics. Let me enjoy it.
It is,
it's sugar. Like, give me the sugar.
I was thinking about this. Like, the golfers that are complaining that they don't, you know, essentially to compete in the Ryder Cup, you don't get paid cash. What they do is they make donations to your foundation, your charity stuff. And so, you know, that's why Cantlay and Schauffele didn't want to wear hats because they're protesting that they're not getting paid to be there. This is just as bad, if not worse.
Well, and especially when you hear about what's going on in the Olympic Village. We got to talk about what France is doing, by the way.
The no sex beds?
The no sex beds, the food. They're, in my opinion, they're trying to hurt these athletes so that they can get their medal count up. I see what they're doing. The referees have been weird in some of the games.
Well, they've been trying to.
Ruby Hachimura got thrown out for grabbing somebody's arm.
There's no AC. in the villages.
Oh, it doesn't work. Oh, no, it doesn't work.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no. You made, you made a movie where a rat is a chef. No AC for you.
Come see, come saw. Yeah, I think that's. I don't even think it's that they're trying to rig it for France. I just think they're like, that's more money we can keep.
Yeah.
It is shocking to me that this isn't brought up. Like, as much as we make activism out of anything in any sector, like, it is shocking to me that that doesn't get brought up. Because God knows what the global television rights are.
Oh, man. It's got to be insane. Like, how much money do you think NBC makes from the Olympics?
So they said they have sold a record number of ads. I think when you do the math, they've paid, I think they paid 1.5 for the games. I bet they cleared $1 billion.
Holy crap.
Somewhere really? Around there, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this is going to be massive for them.
I mean, I can't lie. They've been crushing it.
It's, well, I mean, plus, you know.
Nailing it.
They've raised the price of the cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they clear closer to $1 billion than not. That would be my gut.
Either way, it's been a fantastic day for Team USA. We got a couple golds. We got a gold in rowing. Shout out to them. We got another gold in fencing, which they've just been crushing it. The fencing team has come through big time this year for Team USA. I didn't see them coming. I didn't know about it. They have been Olympic heroes. And then, of course, Simone Biles and Suni Lee did their thing out there. It was a, I don't want to, I mean, we know the spoiler of it overall because you know who wins and you know who medaled. The actual event was so stressful to watch because it was much closer than you were expecting it to be. Brazil has shown up this year in the Olympics.
It's kind of like watching U.S. basketball right now.
Very much so. Where we know the way it should go, but we don't have guarantees.
We know the result, but like, why is this not more fun?
Well, here's what I will say, though. The biggest difference between, for instance, watching Simone Biles and knowing that she's probably going to win, once she starts performing, every nervous entity in my body just completely disappears as I'm like, oh yeah, she's the GOAT. Nobody is close to her. Nobody can do any of this. And she makes all of it look easy. Kevin Durant tweeted out today, and I actually totally agree with him. He's pretty sure if you threw a lob up to Simone Biles, she'd be able to finish it. Because I looked it up yesterday, and I don't know if this is just on a gymnastics floor or if it's with, I don't know, is the floor, I'm assuming the floor has bounce to it or some sort of spring in it.
Yes, it is a bouncier floor. But there's the also highest, like certain things where they have that trampoline.
Yeah,
it's like the It's like a floor. Trampolines, maybe not, but it's like
two
a spring.
Two guys who have never done gymnastics try to talk about it.
I mean, my cousins did gymnastics.
Listen, the person who lived across the street from me used to own Sega, yeah. So I know some things.
Correct.
I read that the highest that she has ever gotten in the air is 12 feet. That is unreal.
I'm nearly certain that's when she does the beam where there's like there is that ramp. It's not a ramp, but it essentially functions like a trampoline. But
still,
yes,
12 feet is unbelievable.
If you tell me she gets that, yeah.
Yeah, does she get that?
Yeah.
No, it's just, I want to see what happens. Throw it up. See what happens.
Yeah, now, like, the catching of the basketball, like I feel like that, because she's so high, she can clearly two-hand. She doesn't have
strong
to palm
hands.
It there.
She doesn't have to palm it.
So she at 12 feet, she's so high that she doesn't have to do that. Also, quick shout out. Have you seen the French fencer that's 7 months pregnant?
Yeah. She's also a doctor.
Wow.
That is a woman.
That is so impressive.
Yeah, unbelievably impressive. My favorite thing is that apparently some people were telling her that she's putting her baby's health at risk, and she's like, I'm a doctor. I know what I'm doing. Can you please shut up? Yeah. I'm an Olympian and a doctor. I got this.
Excuse us, ma'am. You don't understand how the American press works. We tell you. We know better. We do.
Just an absolutely insane thing to look at an Olympian who is also a doctor and say, you know what? I'm going to tell you what to do with your body.
Also, the aesthetic from that shooter from Turkey.
Incredible.
All-time photo.
Every single photo from
everyone delivers. Because you have, like, all these other people have all these contraptions and these, like, cheater things. He's showing up with, like, his readers and just, like, cocks it like a pistol. That guy was bringing the noise.
Yeah, he was bringing the noise.
He finished his silver medal. Also feels like a free space, like, that, you know. He probably has fired at more than targets in his life.
He did talk about how he was like, no, this is just easy for me. I just walk up and do my thing. I don't need anything. I don't need anything.
That's exactly what an assassin would say.
He's going to be in the next John Wick movie.
Yeah, that seems to be where this is headed. Ra-Ra Thomas,
You just made the list.
Yeah, I figured this was happening, Connor. So Georgia has dismissed Ra-Ra from the team. Like, it is one of those situations where, yes, Georgia's had guys that have got caught speeding, but like, when you start to do the math that if he's guilty of what he's accused of, which is physical assault of family members,
yeah,
you're not going to be on the team. Like, well, we can make all the jokes of, oh, winning, whatnot. I will say the thing that will be interesting is, does anyone try to pick him up?
I don't think so. It's because he, it's not, it, if it was one event or one incident that he had, maybe I could see some gross football team being like, we'll give the kid a shot. The fact that it's been multiple incidents, and this is just, it seems to be a pattern of behavior from him, I doubt it. Because it's just, it's, and we need to be honest about it, I don't like it, but usually if you have talent in college football, you can get away with some things. He doesn't really have the talent. The talent may not be high enough to get away with what he has done. And I think that's a good thing, but it's,
yeah,
that is usually what happens in college sports. Look at Georgia. Look at Oklahoma State. Look at any team in the history of college football. If a player gets in trouble, but they are a great player, they're a star player, usually that team finds a way to make sure that they can play during a season, right or wrong.
And it also doesn't help that he was basically accused of the same thing. I think he was actually charged of the same thing previously.
Yes. Yeah.
It went away. Like, it's going to be tough to come back.
Yes.
I mean, you could talk me into, like, I don't think another SEC school is going to pick him up. I mean, you could talk me into, like, somebody trying to pick him up. But I guess now, like, his focus would be, I guess, try to get the legal stuff cleared up and then go to the draft. But you just knew, to your point, like, it's the other reason why you knew eventually that's where this was headed, is because he wasn't good enough. But I also think, like, in fairness to Kirby, like, I think this is a serious enough accusation and allegation that when you also take in that he's been charged previously with the same type of issues, I think even if he was good, he'd probably be cut.
I also think this seems to potentially involve children, and that is a no. You cannot cross that line. Like, you cannot cross that line in anything. It's, to be honest, most of the things that he has been accused of, you can't cross the line. But unfortunately, in the day and age of sports that we are in, some of it isn't a no-go for some people. But if it involves kids, uh-uh.
Justin Herbert.
You just made the list!
I didn't know this had happened.
Plantar fascia. I know. I didn't know this either. Just read it.
Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert was diagnosed with plantar fascia injury in his right foot after Wednesday's practice that will put him in a walking boot for 2 weeks, the team announced Thursday. After the time in the boot, Herbert will, quote, be on a gradual return to play protocol. It sounds like a Grizzlies thing. And is expected to be ready to play at the beginning of the season, the team said. I thought I saw where he had surgery.
I didn't see surgery. I just saw the report.
Well, okay, the headline was corrected. Because my understanding of plantar fasciitis is there's just nothing you can do. Like, you need it to pop.
It sucks.
Yeah, like,
I've had it, but
apparently, like, if it pops, the pain goes away.
Well, Mike Conley dealt with it for a very long time when he was in Memphis, but a lot of people have pointed out that this is an injury that hampered, Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates had this injury when he was on the Chargers, and it limited him to only 10 games the season that he was dealing with it. Now, they're expecting Justin Herbert to be ready by week one, but it feels like this is the type of season where you do not need to have an injury to Justin Herbert. I understand your feelings on Justin Herbert, but I think that we can agree that they're still better with him than they are without him.
Here come the pre-excuses.
He's hurt. He's got a hurt.
That guy gets a free pass on everything.
Does Harbaugh put on the pads, player coach?
One more time. I just want to suit up for the Chargers one more time.
I got the line that I want. We can make it happen.
It's like, yeah, I couldn't obviously. I was at eligibility at Michigan, but, you know, they could sign me to a one day.
There's footage of him just stabbing the bottom of Justin Herbert's foot when he's sleeping.
Probably not. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Jason Smith joins the program next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. How much nicer is it to hear Tyson Badgett starting, but you know that that's not an actual real game?
It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Now, listen. It's Bajent, Jeffrey.
Bajent, sorry.
This guy's the best or he's certainly...
Secret Bajent man, sorry. Are we sure it's Bajent, or did he do the thing like our boy Joe Theismann did, where his name used to be Theismann, and they, to get it to rhyme with Heisman, he just went by Theismann?
No, it's Bajent, and he said that that is actually his favorite nickname, Secret Bajent man.
It is a good nickname.
The only reason why I would bring this even before you, an NFL expert, is that I don't know if you saw it, but John pointed out a story that I had not read about the off-season training of Tyson Bajent. It was him doing burpees, and then I can't remember, but he did it for a mile.
Military training?
Yeah, like these army exercises, and he did it for a mile. Like, he put them, repeat. John was reading it to me during the show. It's about that, the face grinding, I think is the headline of the story, of Bajent this offseason. You know, not caring that the Bears went out and drafted the quarterback number one because he's just on the grind. And back to the point, I don't know, is what I'm trying to tell you, if there is a more intense or more focused backup quarterback in the league than our boy Bajent, who, oh, by the way, is the son of a world arm wrestling champion. So there's just a lot that goes into his preparation, Jeffrey. And yeah, I'm curious to see how it plays out, even though obviously I'd love to see my starters for a series or two. Bajent got action last year. Like, he should be out there. He played last year.
I know. I bet on him in that Chargers game because I had a principal.
There you go. But I have no idea, you know, Velus Jones, Tyler Scott, like the quality of player he will be throwing to. I can't vouch for you much there in terms of, you know, what you're going to get. It's going to be like what y'all said. It's more symbolic. I was listening to you guys.
Yeah.
It's the return of football is that, because we know starters aren't playing. It's not going to be good football, but it's the fact that it's football. And as you said, Jeffrey, it's what, 26 straight weeks.
Yeah.
It's more of a symbolic thing is why we look so forward to this.
All right. So have you been watching 3-on-3?
I don't watch it because I'm embarrassed.
Okay. Yes. Preach, Jason.
But do we really care?
Yes, we do. It's basketball.
We should.
It's basketball.
Do we care about our medal count, Jeffrey?
Yeah, we do. Okay, but here's the thing.
And we'd like to get more golds, wouldn't we?
This is what I don't understand. I don't get why this is in the games. Like, for instance,
I can't help you with that.
Like, I don't know. Connor proposed, like, maybe is it so the rest of the world can beat us in basketball? It's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's a competitive thing. But, like, it makes sense to me why the NFL is getting behind flag football in the 2028 Olympics. Like,
sure.
And honestly, I don't really, I don't think you have to play, I don't think you have to play tackle football at 10. So I'm fine. I think you can still learn to be a good football player playing flag football when you fundamentally are learning how to play the game. So I get that there's a mission there. There's like, what are we promoting? 3-on-3? Like, I don't even know like what we're doing. I don't understand why this is a thing.
I mean, it has to be that we don't care in terms of whoever picked this team, right? I mean, the process. That's
I mean, is this part of USA Basketball? I was wondering the same thing.
Technically, yes.
Canyon Berry and Jimmer Fredette, and like, that's the best we can do. And then you look at it on paper, you say, ugh. But then you look at the way that they've performed, obviously, and this has been awful. It's been embarrassing. So, I mean, I'm probably, in terms of the way we've treated it, in terms of USA sport, we've treated it as if it doesn't matter to us. But I would tell, I mean, you could pull, and I've said it, you know, whether it's, you know, what Connor was touching on, and I was telling Connor as I was listening, y'all preach, man, whether it's you cannot tell me, as I texted Connor, and I've texted it back to John, because he was like, why do you want to go get a Joe Johnson? He's retired, he's old. Do a team of Joe Johnson, Jamal Crawford, and DeMarcus Cousins, retired pros, would go out there and bust these folks up in 3-on-3. And here's the thing, you talk about whether it's money or whether it's this. Guys like those guys, especially Jamal Crawford, who's kind of, you know, recently moved on from the NBA. They will have never gotten a chance, those two particularly, Joe Johnson, Jamal Crawford, to represent their country in USA Basketball, because they're not, of course, among the elite that are going to get chosen for that. And so in terms of want to and all that, it's a chance to play for your country in an Olympics that you otherwise wouldn't be able to. So whether it's money or opportunity, I just think there are folks walking the streets, whether retired from the NBA or in North Memphis itself, that could go out there and do a better job. And again, we care enough. We say this. Once the Olympics come on and it's for a medal, that's what we're watching. I don't give a damn if it's swimming or beach volleyball. We should care enough that we don't put out, roll out in 28 what we're doing right now with this process in 3-on-3 because it's an absolute joke.
Another guy that I brought up, Jason, to Jeffrey was Michael Beasley. Like, when you talk to NBA players and just basketball players in general, it's people say
cutting it up, yes.
They say Michael Beasley is the best one-on-one guy we've really ever seen.
Well, I guess the other thing, though, is are we in agreement that if you took the best three on the best three players from the big three, that this would be better than what we have?
100%.
So why is there not some, like, to me, like, that seems like a free space, especially if you're Ice Cube and you're trying to...
Well, he tried. He tried. They said they didn't. So he tried. So I have two answers for him. I have two answers for us real quick.
All right, now.
I looked up why 3-on-3 is in the Olympics, and FIBA has said that it's for the promotion of the game of basketball throughout the world. And I think the idea of it is the teams that don't have enough players yet to qualify for 5-on-5 for a full roster, some of them might be able to sneak into the 3-on-3 tournament because they have three good enough players to be able to do that. So basketball, they still get to represent their country and play basketball even if they can't field an entire roster. So I do think that what we may be running into, too, right now in 3-on-3 is that the U.S. doesn't have their best out there and the rest of the world kind of has their three best people that weren't able to qualify for the overall Olympics, and that's what we're seeing. And then Ice Cube has come out and said he tried to have a partnership with 3-on-3, and they said no thank you. It drives me crazy that we have players at home, or even Jaylen Brown or Kyrie. Send the guys that aren't on Team USA the main roster and see what they can do. It just drives me nuts to watch these basketball teams, and we're just like, oh yeah, Jimmer Fredette's the best we could do. No!
Well, I think, Jason, I was thinking about it in these terms. Like, I can understand, like, ego-wise, if... Hey, Kyrie, and like, you didn't pick me for that team. I'm not playing through.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I can understand.
Come on down, though.
I can understand that. What strikes me, though, is this has to be, do we have another team that doesn't include the best available?
Right.
Like, right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, like, okay, like, we don't, maybe our field hockey team isn't going to win, but that is our best available. Like, this has to be the worst collection of, like, options that we put on a team.
Well, what about men's soccer? Is that the case there?
So the thing with soccer is it is a under 23 event, and then you get three, like, wild cards that can be older. So theoretically, is it our best players? No, but it is the best of, like, the under 23 team is a legitimately good team.
No, I just hope, and especially I'm with you on the point that you're making, and especially in the sense, I mean, who knows if this team's going to win at all, what they're 0-2 at this point. Is this a group? I haven't paid as much attention. Is this a pool play deal where you're coming out of it, so we're talking a third game here, they're going to get it. Either way, they don't look like a medal contender. My point would be you've got this thing coming back to the U.S. in 2028. At least just look at your process or you know, because again, whether it's big three guys that are retired or you go to NBA guys, and maybe it's to Jeffrey's point, it's the second tier or third tier down guys that are not going to get a chance to represent USA on the Olympic team, on the main team. You go to those guys, and I'm sure you would have some of them good enough to do better than what Jimmer and Canyon Berry are doing out there. That would absolutely step up to this. I think it's problem solved. And not to, again, you're going to have this thing back in America in 4 years, and so the opportunity is there to be better, and I think that just being better is just caring probably 25% more about the way you put this thing together. Maybe the embarrassment of this year will sort of stimulate that change, because I think this one's a no-brainer. There's a bunch of different ways you could go here. It feels like you'd get a better outcome.
Well, specifically for the women's team, it's kind of confusing why the team's not better this year. Because when you go back to the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, where they won the gold medal, this was the roster. Stephanie Dolson, Alicia Gray, Kelsey Plum, and Jackie Young. Those are four legitimate basketball players.
Well, at least Plum's on the national team.
That's
now,
what I mean. I feel like they should be using it as a pipeline for the next up for the Team USA. Yeah, like, if Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese aren't on the main roster, why aren't they there? They could be on the 3-on-3. They would crush people.
Treat it like FIBA, like we do the World Cup.
Very much so. Yeah.
Or you could do this, and I mean, why not? I'm just thinking going the other way. We've talked about, you know, recent retirees, big three guys, or guys currently in the league. What about getting the Cooper Flags of the world?
Oh, yeah.
That just were playing for the select team, right, and gave Team USA the business and all those workouts before the exhibitions. What about going younger and you get a Cooper Flag out there? That's, again, getting an opportunity to represent his country early. Cooper Flagg is going to be a guy that ends up playing for Team USA, but I'm telling you, whether, you know, if the issue is, okay, finding guys that are motivated enough to do this, maybe just throwing gold medal playing for your country isn't enough. You could go younger and still get a quality player such as, a college guy like a Cooper Flagg that's headed in. I still think you do better and probably still come out with gold than you're doing now. It's just this one just seems like a no-brainer because it just seems like a little bit more effort here or a little bit, to Connor's point, more willingness. Like if you're just dismissing – Ice Cube because like the NBA has, just because you're sort of a nuisance. That's ridiculous because, again, you look at the result and this could be so much better. Not that we're clamoring that we've got to, beat the world down in 3-on-3, because I'm still with you, Jeffrey. How much do we care about 3-on-3? But this result, particularly the fact it's come back to America, you can do better with your process here. You can do a lot better.
Like, I was thinking, are we going to use NFL guys in flag football?
I think the answer to that so far has been no, right?
So, I mean, what's our talent pool going to be there? Are we going to college? Or are we going to go to, Chad Ochocinco can still give us some reps?
I mean, there's dudes literally walking the streets. I just remember in this story particularly, because we talked to him about it, Charles Carmouche, former Tiger point guard, kind of combo guard from out of Louisiana, was playing for a flag football team after his college career that from out of New Orleans that was playing for big money, man. I want to tell you that the final was on ESPN or whatever, like for $1 million maybe or for $2 million, sort of like TBT. But my point is, like, there is a, I know we've got this sort of young now, surge.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, you could probably get whatever the best select group of 17-year-olds.
Because they're literally, you got adults playing it now for big money. You've got 17-year-olds coming up because now they know they can play in the Olympics. And we're seeing it now on the, on the girl. My wife's got a cousin that's playing it up in New York because now's the chance, in a few years it's going to be an Olympic sport. And so, again, back on the football side, I don't think you necessarily need NFL players just because there is a flag football push both with the young ones and a group that's out there now probably do you pretty good.
So I looked it up. It looks like that there is an official USA football flag football team right now, a national one for the men's and the women's that have already been fielded. And basically what they do is they have a trials for it. They descend the United States. They all go to Charlotte, North Carolina for several days of testing and field work, and then they pick the team from that. So I think it's kind of, do you want to be on the flag football team? And if you qualify, if you're the best player, you're on the team.
They should ask just in case, just because no is never, it's not going to hurt you, but they should ask Tyreek Hill.
And Patrick Mahomes.
I would love you. You can ask Patrick Mahomes too. I don't know if KC's going to let him even get out of there. But Tyreek Hill seems like, I don't know if y'all have seen it, Tyreek's talking about being a stripper maybe after he's done with his NFL career. He just seems like,
I think it was a porn star too.
Porn star, maybe.
I think he was going to be a double feature guy.
Stripper. Yeah. He just seems like the kind of guy that might be up for doing something like that, because he's just an outside the box dude. So even as a guy worth as much as he is in the NFL, I think you might want to ask Tyreek. He might get out there with you, with the young kids.
I'm just saying, it starts with basketball. If we lose flag football, that is something I will care about. Literally, if we lose, I don't even care if it's any form of football. Like, there was some international competition that we sent a team over. Like, it was Team USA football. We got beat by Japan. Out of the building. I'm dead serious. We should have left them in Japan.
Yeah. How does that happen?
The flag football team won the gold at the 2023 event, so they beat Mexico.
Yeah. I have no idea how we lose in football. It's unbelievable.
No, I think we will run this, and I'm looking for the same sort of domination when it comes to breakdancing, which is being referred to as breaking. I believe back in my, us old school folks, we just called it breakdancing. But if we're getting clobbered and breakdancing, that's something, Jeffrey, much like we just, I expect to own.
Yeah.
If like flag football, I'm going to be bothered. If I'm not watching us own breakdancing, I'm going to have a little bit of a problem with that. I feel like that's American. That's ours.
I think you're 100% right on that. Jason, we appreciate it.
Y'all take care, man.
That is Jason Smith, of course, of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, we will tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM ESPN. Before we get to tell your story, I remind you, this is the last week to take advantage of the Summer of 1,000 engagements going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. This is your last chance to take advantage of 40% off of all engagement rings in store. And also your last chance to spend $24.95 or more and get a free sunny summer getaway with your purchase.
Also going on right now, we got the Wedding Band Expo. That means you can buy one wedding band and get a second half off. Also, you can take advantage of 0% interest, 0% down for 12 months. Also, free silicone band with the purchase of a men's wedding band. And again, with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you can get that free vacation. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five local locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Connor, for today's Tell Your Story, I'm going to one of the GOATs. I'm going to Cowherd.
Yeah, have to.
King. On today's herd, or the herd, I guess, don't be surprised if Joe Milton wins the Patriots starting quarterback job or gets a lot of snaps this year. Again, it's entirely possible Drake May does not play this year. It certainly doesn't seem that he's going to start the year. It is not going to be Joe Milton. It will be Jacoby Brissett.
From July 23rd, 2024, Gerard Mayo says Jacoby Brissett is clearly Patriots' most pro-ready QB and QB1 entering training camp, from NFL.com.
I do like how NFL people that don't watch college football are like, ooh, he's kind of dazzling in practice. Like, yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, it's because there's no defense.
Yeah, he looks the part. My thanks to Eric Hasson and to Jason Smith for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Connor, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.